Weiter.
The plan? Which one?
Question. Here's the dilemma for tonight. A child, does he have machshava or not? What do you mean machshava or not? In regard to a halacha that requires a proper thought, for example, kachim, when you shecht a carbon, you have to be mechavin l'shma. You have to be mechavin that this carbon should be shecht l'shem, all the five things. There's l'shem shisha dvam ha'zivach mizbach. There are six things that you have to shecht the carbon for. You have to shecht l'shem ba'olim, for the right person, the right type of carbon, l'shem reyach, l'shem choyach, l'shem Hashem. A carbon requires a kavana l'shem
shemayim. Yeah, we have this in Tzvachim, yeah.
Right, so
yeah.
Can he does a maisa, does he have the ability, the capability to have a machshava to fulfill the requirement of a machshava? In a situation where machshava is required.
You're talking about a child?
A child.
Didn't we say a child is pater?
But
cannot like, shech?
Even though he's pater, no, why can't a child shech? Because a child has someone sitting on Gabbav. The child is someone that's sitting on Gabbav is going to be going. So now the question for you,
yeah. Same thing with Shaila,
does he have the ability?
Same thing with Shaita Vakata. I'm Shaita also.
No, Shaita because we don't trust at all. No, Shaita Vakata, I feel
you just said a child.
Child's not a Shaita.
No.
A Shaita is different.
But doesn't the Mishnah say together?
Kata, no, it does not say together. It does not say together.
Okay.
A katan is a gadol oymed al gabav in skod. The question though is, there are times when we need the child to have proper kavana. For example,
I'm sorry, forgive me. It does say choy mecheir shaitim a katan. Chutz mecheir shaitim a katan.
That's no good.
No. What about if it's oymed al gabav?
Even by shaita.
No, it says if it's not oymed al gabav. Everybody's kshayr chutz mecheir shaitim a katan. That's what I recall.
That's only when it's not oymed al gabav.
But if someone got, then even a shaita would be good.
No, shaita is never.
Just a cotton? I didn't know that. Okay. What about? Okay.
I'll wake it up.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. I don't want you to dwell on this. Okay.
Okay, and that's what we're going to be curious over here.
I don't want you to have tinnitus afterwards.
Okay.
It's tinnitus anyway. Doesn't make a difference. You're not going to help them.
We all have tinnitus next week, Sunday. It's a Sarbat Davis. There's a tinnitus this Sunday. Tinnitus,
right? Okay, let's go right. Oh, I have to go sit. Okay, fine.
No.
Okay, I'm not gonna be to Sunday. I'm not gonna be Sunday night. I have to go to a wedding Sunday night.
One second. Isn't a sarbat tape? Oh.
Yeah, I have to go at night.
You're not
really supposed to have a wedding in the night. I was like, you know why? Because the family that has to make hachonis, it's not proper to make hachonis on the sarbat tapes.
Really?
Because it's not. Yeah, it's like a Tisha B'Av. We make a wedding preparation on Tisha B'Av. While it's Tisha B'Av, you're gonna make wedding preparations. I'm going to go put on a suit and get new shoes.
But before it's okay.
What?
Before it's okay. The day before.
The day before it's okay, but it's not. But it's not shaykh not to be getting ready for the chas and the whole mishpacha.
So it's not gleich to do it on Sarbatavis?
Night after Sarbatavis.
Who is this? Rabbi Wallerstein? No. I thought you said Wallerstein.
No, not Wallerstein.
Who is this?
Whatever, someone's doing it. I don't know. But I have no choice. He's doing it. I don't have a choice. I have to go. Let's go by this. So does a cotton have machshav or not? Meaning, in a situation where we require kavanah l'shem shemayim, is a cotton capable of injecting the ma'aseh with the kavanah l'shem shemayim? Why yes, the kashmir comes to machshav? Yes, the more fundamental question: if a cotton does a ma'aseh, does the ma'aseh count? Ma'ishna ma'aseh.
Why is
the bigger chiddush? Oh, let's see. Ma'ishna ma'aseh. Look, but the more you ask your question, deloy kami bali. Why don't you have any issue with regard to a ma'aseh? Ditnan yesh lohen ma'aseh. Because it says beferish in the Brice, so it says beferish in the Mishnah that a cotton does have a maisa. If a cotton does something, this maisa refers to making a utensil. We're referring to the hechshir b'chiyuta. Okay, this is the sugya of machshir, nesechto machshir. Do you ever heard of nesechto? Okay, then in order for a cotton does something to show that he wants this food to get wet,
to be
then the only time a food is hoshul kabel tum is if it gets wet. But there has to be a kavana, it has to be a mice or a kavana, either one or the other, to show that there is satisfaction that the item has gotten wet. If a cotton takes a fruit and he washes it in water, so that is a maisa. That maisa is significant. that goes to show that he wants it to get wet. Now, we have other examples of this halacha. We encounter the machshon as well.
And if he doesn't want it to get wet, it accidentally gets wet.
Then it's not hukshul lekabel tuma. Food only is hukshul lekabel tuma.
Food.
Food.
Only what about kelim?
Kelim, no. Kelim, a utensil automatically is mekabel tuma. A utensil is automatically mekabel tuma, but you write here, let's look at the mission. The mission does discuss the utensil. Here we go. Let's see. The time of the mission. We learn the mission. Yesh ma'isav, ma'ashav, nami tzolot tvoilet. It's not. Ein lehem ha'chshava. It says, beferish the mission with regard to laws of tuma v'tara, that a katan does have a ma'isav, and does not have a ma'chshava. So it's explicit. Explicit. Let's see. Let's see. It says both together. It says both things together. The Tanan, yesh lehem ma'isav, Machshava nami loy, just like you did not ask the question regarding a maisa, because a maisa was posher to you, that a katan does have the koyach of doing a maisa. The world looks like this in one moment. Yeah. So too, it should be posher to you that a katan does not have the koyach to have a good machshava. In a situation where we need a machshava, a katan is capable of injecting a machshava. There's no machshava. The time we learn this, ha'aloin v'harimon. Aloin is a certain type of fruit. Okay, it's a certain type of fruit. The ego is in a nut.
This is a kashrut.
This is an acorn. This is the Mishnah. The Mishnah is now going to teach us the halacha where we find that a katan has a ma'isa and a katan does not have a machshava. Here we go. An acorn, the harimon, the pomegranate. The ego is in a nut. Shechakokum tinekos lamod bohen. Offer. A child using this as a toy, and he etches that in, and makes it into a utensil. He makes a toich. He makes this fruit into a utensil by carving out the inside.
To measure sand.
In order to measure toys, it's a sandbox. He's in a sandbox, and he wants to fill up. He wants to make a receptacle to fill up sand. So, what does he have available to him? He has a pomegranate. So he goes and he takes out the inside of the pomegranate in order to use it as a receptacle to fill up sand.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to make a spoon. He wants to take some water. He wants to take some water. He wants to take a drink. He wants to eat something, and he makes a spoon. So he improvises, and he takes a fruit, and he takes the inside out in order to make a food. So therefore, he has...
No, it goes together. Kaf maznaim, a weight.
As a spoon or for a weight. For a scale.
I thought it goes together. Kaf maznaim.
You're right. Yes. You're right. It goes together. You're correct. Kaf maznaim.
You have these big... Yeah.
So the halacha is to name... So therefore, he has done the ma'aseh. For this child, as a ma'isa, he makes a toy, or he wants to make a weight, a pan for a weight. So what is halacha? Tanein, these objects have now become a receptacle. They now become a clay utensil. B'nei sheyesh lahen ma'isa, they are receptacle, and because what he has done, it counts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now look at the Rashi one for a moment. Look at the Rashi. Sheyesh lahen ma'isa, the last Rashi on the page, on the second level, going shezeh on page 3b. It's clear from their actions. They want to make a utensil because they want to fill up sand. Mm-hmm. He wants to use it as a weight on the first scale. If you ask them, they'll tell you that's what they're doing. The Yeshkan Maisa Umachshava Hamoiridim Oisom Taraskut. So Rashi adds in one important insight. Rashi adds in over here is that it's not just the Maisa of the Katan. A Katan Be'emes has a Machshava, even though he's a child. The machshava alone may not be enough. That we're going to discuss in one moment. But if a katan does a ma'isa, it's not just that he did the ma'isa. The ma'isa is mochiach on the machshava. Rashi is a very important word. V'yeshkan ma'isa u'machshava ha'maridim oisa l'taras kli. I have a fruit, I have a pomegranate, an acorn. Descends upon this object, okay, the status of a utensil.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the child has done a ma'isa. And the ma'isa
so
is
a relation. So
he said
he doesn't have a
ma'isa.
He has a
ma'isa. That's the mission of the Rishpun, that he does have a ma'isa. The Gemara dilemma.
But he doesn't have
a ma'isa. Well, we don't know that yet. We have not yet discovered. We bring over here a Mishnah. Next. Now the ain lechem machshava. The next word is but there's no machshava. Meaning the ain lechem machshava. How do we know that there's no machshava? We're going matzah. What is the example? Leklibas egoitz. Look at the Hatab Rashi. Let us say the child finds in the street. He finds the shell of a nut. And he has a kavana that he wants to use the shell of the nut to measure sand. Even in modaba. The imkain das chashav aleim to main machshava. The Ibn Das, if it was a Ibn Das, to be Machshava. Okay, so here, what would be the halacha? You find that your child finds in the street a klipa of an egois, and he does not do a maisa. He does nothing physical to change the order, and he uses this thing over here to be a receptacle. Does this thing now have the status of a utensil? The answer is no, because when there's just a machshava greitza, a machshava alone that is insignificant, it gives something in the street the status of a utensil. But if he does
what does limud mean?
To measure. He wants to measure sand.
Or a fellow muddled by what it was Rashi's
adding. Even if he took this klipa in the street and used it to measure, it's not going to be good. Okay, therefore, what do we see? We see some Ferish Mishnah. What do we take from this Mishnah, Mr. Mesechta Machshirin? We learn from over here, something clear, is that a child does not have...
He can't do a Maisa and he can't do a Machshava.
No, he can do a Maisa.
And
he cannot do a Machshava. So therefore, now what's the question with regard to our sugya? We're dealing with Shchita. Shchita's Kachem. Shchitas kachem requires a machshava. Now, what's the machshava? L'shem ba'olim, l'shem karbon, the six things that a karbon requires. Mm-hmm. Does the kachem have the ability to inject into this ma'isa machshava? The answer is no. No, it's a beferish shemisha. So therefore, why are you even asking this question? You should, before you begin to learn a daf Gemara, you should know on your fingertips every.
If he has machshava or not, we know for sure.
Amalei, so he said to him, machshava great, so look, that's not relevant. Your sugya, what you're bringing a mishra from is the case where there's only a machshava and there was no mice. In Echnami, if you have a child that goes into the street and he sees there's an eggshell, nutshell, and he picks it up and he starts using it as a utensil, in Echnami, that is nothing more than stam machshava greitza. It's nothing. My dilemma is in a situation where there's a combination, ki kami boile, machshavta miteres mitoich maisav, where the machshava is noticed as a different type of situation.
And he gives you an example.
Going to have a kaima ale bedarim. The kaima oila bedarim. The oila is in the southern side of the Beis Hamikdash. Where do you shech the carbon oila? Kodshei kodoshim, shchitasan bat safayin.
Yeah.
It's in the north side. The child takes the animal from the south and he brings it to the north. And then he does the shchita. So he has done a maisa, which is megale what the machshava is. Okay? This is not relevant to the sugya in Masechta Machshirin, where there you're just doing a machshava, and there is no maisa. Here there was a maisa by taking the animal from the southern side to the northern side, which is invalid, and bringing it to the northern side. You're going to have a kaima oila b'darim, the asiyua b'tzafan, you brought it to the north side. Ushachata. So here is our question. Do we say mid asya b'tzafon, since he brought it to the north side, the shachtar, ichavin la, that is a revelation, they had a kavana, it's a good kavana, do we say mokum huduli ashrami le? No, the reason why he took it from the south to the north was because he just didn't like it, it was too cold there, it didn't seem right, it just was not the right place. He was more comfortable doing the shchita on the north, but not because we have a right to attribute. The reason why he brought it from the south to the north is because he has his machshava. The maisa is a gilui for the machshava.
Okay? So how's this different now, Del Boya, as opposed to before?
Because the case before, he didn't do a maisa. The case correct. Before, he found in the street a nutshell.
A peel of nutshell. Right.
And he took the nutshell and he started playing with it.
Right.
So there's no. He has not done anything significant to show that he wants this to be a utensil, because that's not called a maisa.
Even though he measures it, even though he fills it up and uses it.
Right, because that's insignificant, because that it's true, he did a maisa, he filled it up with earth, but it doesn't mean anything. He found it lying there, so he's playing with it. It doesn't mean that he wants this to be a utensil. He's playing with it as a toy.
Whereas here
he did a maisa. He took the animal from one location and he brought it to an entirely different location. He has done something very significant. That's significant that perhaps the revelation, he has a true kavana that he wants to bring this animal to shame carbon oila. So that is said, we have no precedent in any Mishnah Gan Shas, and that's why we have here our dilemma.
Yeah.
That's not true. We do have a precedent for this halacha. What is the answer? Rabbi Yochanan already taught this halacha elsewhere. Another Mishnah. Hamale peres of legag. Now here is the case of the machshin. This is the case I was referring to in the starting reading. So similar case when it comes to the water, the food is not hukshar lekabel tuma until it gets wet. food does not make kabbal tumah. It has the first kibbutz. When it gets wet, when it gets wet, you have to want it to get wet. So what happens? Hamale peresav legag. You take your food to the gag. You want to remove all of the insects. When the heat comes out, the insects, they come out of their holes. Okay, knima. Can we have over here a translation? We ask for knima. Shepoilim ba'adoshim. Kamoi b'bnei haknima.
Someone takes his produce up to the roof on account of insects.
Insects. Okay, so all it's knima is insects.
It's insects.
Okay, right.
So he takes he brings up lentils.
I thought maybe he had a more fancy word. You have lentils. You take up your lentils to the roof. Because they're bugs. So when there's heat, when the sun shines down on the lentils, the insects are pain. They're inside.
They're not in pain. They come out because they want to get the heat.
They want whatever. Who said they want the heat?
Sure, they
want
to bask in the sun.
Yeah, why is it that under
that's
heat?
The mitzvah. Whatever it is, that's the mitzvah.
It's interesting. He said only land. What about fruits and vegetables?
Zel bazach, whatever it is. If he's doing it, we're just giving one
interesting,
example.
Because they say raisins is a problem with insects.
Yes,
that's dry. That's also under the sun.
Just put them
no, but how they dry? How do they dry it up?
Ovens. Technology.
Oh, not under the sun.
If it was the sun, they would come out.
Vaita hamale peroisav legag mimnei. The sun will come out.
So this is a metzias he's saying. If you want to get rid of it,
yes,
you put it.
Yes, and if what happens? So the child did this. The yara would happen. Alem tal. And now the tal, and now the dew descended. It got wet. Tal is one of the seven liquids. Is machshir zroyim lekabel tumah. And now it gets wet. So the question now is: are these seeds? The child in a maisa, by taking these fruit, these lentils and putting it on the roof, is that now it gets wet? Are the lentils hukshar lekabel tumah? No, because there was no intent. There was no intent that it should get wet. Ein on b'chayutan v'im neschavin. But let's get covered. You wanted to get wet. Harehen b'chayutan.
What is b'chayutan?
It is. You mean it's prepared. It's wet. Chayutan mayim al zera. If water descends upon a seed, chayutan mayim, it gets wet. So
what's the halacha? Was it whether the tent?
So in this case, no, it's not huksha. In order for fruit to be huksha, to be susceptible to tuma, it has to come in contact with liquid.
Why does it more say imnes chavon lekach?
No, but they don't have a kavon. There's a child.
I
take it back. I'm sorry, I take it back. It was a mistake. If an adult does, we're going now to the child.
Okay.
If an adult does this, it's garnished because the adult did not show any kavana. The only reason why the adult put it on the roof, when you put these lentils on the roof, it's inevitable that they're going to get wet.
But he says, if it's chavon lekach,
but if you want to get it with your kavana, we ask the adult.
So we ask the adult.
Why did you put these lentils on the roof? If you put it because you want to get wet in the towel, then it's b'chiyutan. If you do
what
that,
about both? Yes,
then it's also good enough. It's also good. If one of the adults, be exclusive.
Right.
There's no such thing as exclusivity when it comes to the machshavah. But if we ask the adult, what was your intent? And if he admits that he also wanted the lentils to get wet, then it's going to be b'chiyutan.
So therefore,
so now the question over here is b'chiyutan. But let's now we come to our dilemma, a little bit of trouble. Let's say hello,
this is part of the Mishnah, right?
Right. But let's say chayrish a deaf mute shayta, because the chayrish means a person that can't get a shayta. He has no das, because in the ancient times people that were deaf. They were not given education. Stam Cheresh was a person that lacked intelligence. Shoyt of Katan, Afal Pish and Eschavnu Lekach, even though their intent was to put these things on the roof for the purpose of getting wet, Einon Bechayutan Wa. So here it says Beferish of Yochanan, this Mishnah, B'nei Sheyesh Lohen Maise, V'ein Lechem Machshava. Now, and when it comes
why to... Why can't we ask a child?
We do ask the child. We ask him, what did you want to do with the child? I put this on the roof because I want them to get wet.
Right.
So we don't care what you wanted. You're a child. A child has no machshava.
Even if he intended.
And when it comes to...
They're out of the pasha.
Comes to the halacha.
Very interesting. We don't care what
they
thought.
So they have no machshava.
Exactly. It's a fair show. Here's the Rabbi Yochum. He says, there's one condition. When he did not turn it upside down, because when you turn it upside down, that goes to show you really want it, you want to get wet.
Upside down?
You stir it. Therefore, he's basically here saying that if the child brings it to the roof, we do not trust him. He may tell us the whole day the reason why he put it on the roof is because he wants it to get wet. We don't believe you. There's another real possibility why you put it on this, because you want the ants, the bugs to get out.
Right.
Maybe that's what. So we can't trust you. We don't believe you. You're not Neman. But if the child on the roof does another maisa, which is megala, that his true intent is that it should get wet,
Oh. If he turned it over.
That's already an indication. And here we have a Maisa, and the Maisa is Mechiach on the Machshava.
So he turns over, that means he wants it to get wet.
Get
all
wet,
over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So and here we have a Raya that a Maisa, to Maisa with him is Megale, is Mechiach on the Machshava, is a Raya.
So this is Poshut Abaya.
Yes. So the Gemara says,
so he has
Machshava
and Maisa here.
Exactly. Yes, he's doing a mice, and the mice is mochiach on what the machshav is. Taking it up to the roof is not a raya. Because then you can be taken for ulterior motives. Maybe the reason why he took it to the roof to begin with was because
right.
he wanted
the
bugs to come out.
We said before that machshav he doesn't have, we said before.
No, no. The Mishnah that says that a kod does not have a machshava is only where it was a pure machshava. What was the example of a pure machshava?
Maisa he always has.
Maisa he has. When you need a maisa. When you only need a maisa, maisa is good enough. Yes, maisa is good enough.
Yeah.
With what Rashi really explained, the maisa is worth a machshava. And what was the example? The example was when you carve out a utensil.
Right.
That example, you don't need a machshava. I mean, Rashi did say the word machshava as well. But let's discuss the examples. All the examples. If you find a pomegranate or an acorn, what was the word? What was he say there? Acorn or something.
An egg is, yeah.
And the child takes it and he carves out the inside. He mamishes the
ultimate maisa.
He makes it into utensil and then he uses it as a utensil to fill up sand, lumwood. That's already everything. That for sure. The child is good. There's a maisa.
Right.
There's a very stark maisa. Now, what was the other example? Let's say the child has a good animal. An animal on the other side of the other side of the room. It's bedarim, the carbon oila, and he takes the oila to the north. So he has a carbon oila requires a machshava.
No, from darim to tzafin.
Darim to tzafin. Darim to tzafin requires a machshava, and you take it from the darim to the tzafin. So the question is: do we trust the child that he had a kavana l'shem carbon oila? And the answer is no. Because we don't really know the real reason why he did this. Just because you moved it from the Dorim to the Sefer.
Not Mokruch.
Fine, so therefore, in that case, it's not going to be good. That's not right. So what's the next Shiloh? What about this case that we just discussed now, where the child takes up the fruit. He takes up, what was the case over here? What was the type of fruit over here?
The lentils.
The lentils. The roof. So is that a Maisa? No. Because there can be the same exact dilemma. Maybe you took it up to make it get wet, and maybe you took it up to remove the bugs. We really do not know. It's exactly the same thing like the case of taking the animal from the carbon, from the Dorim to the Tzofan. Mm-hmm. The carbon oil requires machshava, and the taking the fruit to the roof, kiyuta and mayim al zer, also requires machshava. So in both of these cases, it's no good. But here is the catch. Rabbi Yochanan says, but if there's right. another maisa, mm-hmm. another maisa that's mechiach
right.
on the machshava, here you need a real machshava. And here you have another maisa, you're mechapech, but it's going to be good. So you see clearly that when you have a maisa that's mechiach on the machshava, then he does have a machshava. If the maisa and the machshava come together, it's going to be good. But that's not right, but that's not going to help us. Because what was the shayla? What was the Gemara shayla? The machshavto and the keres, that's the shayla. So we have a raya. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. Hachem boyle midarayitza oidra banan. So the Gemara's point is, so we know the answer already. The Gemara is now saying, very nice. You have this dilemma. This dilemma is not a dilemma. It already has been decided by the Halakha Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan already told us the answer to your question. Go back to the second top line on the page. What was the question? The question was machshavtoi nikeres mitoich maisa.
Right.
And the Gemara now says, why are you asking that question? Where have you been all this time? Rabbi Yochanan already paskin the halacha a machshava that's nikeres mitoich maisa. It's a good machshava.
Right.
What's your shaila? So he answers, no, this is not relevant to our discussion because this is could very well be only midrabanan. This shaila of if the kiyutan mayim al zera, that the seeds are huchshul kabel tuma, there is no harm done.
You mean the lentils
are going to be huchshul kabel tuma. There is no harm done if we will be machmir and declare them to be tamei. What damage are you causing if you could declare them to become tamei? They're huchshul kabel tuma. You're not causing any damage, but when it comes to kachim, kachim needs a deraisa. When it comes to Shechitas Kodshim, the Shechit of the Kodshim needs a Daraisa. Does the person fulfill his obligation when the child is your Shechit? If the child is serving as your Shechit, this is a Din Daraisa. Do you need to bring another Karban? Don't bring the Uriah from the case of Yochanan. No, well, it's a Daraisa, but if we're going to be Machmir, there's no harm done.
So why does the Gemara say Daraisa or Darabbanan?
That's the Gemara's answer. Wow. What was the Gemara's question? What kind of question do you have? Don't you know the answer to the question of Yochanan already passed in the Halacha?
Right.
This is an old question for which we already have an answer.
Yeah.
So the answer, I know what Rabbi Yochanan says, but my dilemma is when Rabbi Yochanan passed in the Chumra, that the lentils are now susceptible to be makabel tumma, is that midin de oraisa, or is that only midin rabbanon? So there, when it comes to lentils, you can be machmir. Don't eat the lentils. If the lentils are now chokshel makabel tumma, big deal. But when it comes to kodshim, just because we have a machshava that's nikeres mitoch maysov, maybe midin oraisa, it's not enough.
Nikeres.
What? If you have a hechad timsa, if you have a hechad timsa, where a child doesn't maysa in the base time English, where it's nikeres, that mitoch maysa, what his machshava was, maybe it's still not valid. It's still not called a machshava because that's a deraisa. Okay, so that's why he has dilemma. The Gemara over here is not answering. Okay, so we have no answer. Next sugya, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Masnei, he learns the sugya a little bit differently.
He's explaining, that's his
aboyev. Right, so now he learns a little different now. His shaila is not a shaila, it's a machshava. When we started the Gemara in the previous summer, our dilemma was, does he have a machshava? Now we're turning the Gemara a little differently. The Gemara shaila is, does he have a maisa? Okay, can a child, now what's the Gemara shaila? Amalei Rabbi Ami. Why do you only ask a question with regard to a child, does he have a maisa? Why not ask, does he have a machshava? When what kind of maisa? If he does the shchita. If the child does the shchita, is it a good shchita? You need a maisa shchita, right? Doesn't the maisa?
Yeah.
If you go back to the previous amud, the previous staff, when we started the maisa, Amre b'chia ba'amre b'amarab, b'dwele maisa, ilo shmi alir, b'yoch nachama sithim l'kamon, ha'ilim v'aramoin, maisa, t'boi olay, im yesh machshava, maisa v'amre b'chazumim, t'kayim o'ilu b'dodim v'amah hareni, So he learns the question. The Gemara is a machshava imaisa. Hamachiach alecha shekain hu going to kaima ola b'daraim. V'amah already mevia litzafin lishchayt la'ol l'sheina kasher b'daraim. So that's called a maisa where the child makes a statement. I am taking the animal from the north, from the south to the north to do a maisa shchita. That's the shalas of deraisa. So with this version of the Gemara, our starting point is a question, a dilemma. If a child does a maisa, which is mechiach on his machshava, is it a valid machshava or not? What is the example? Where the carbon oila is in the darim, and the child picks up the animal, he brings it to the tzofin, and he does them, and he makes a statement, Rashi says. He makes a statement.
Yeah.
The only reason why I want to bring this animal from the Dorim to the Tzafan is because this is a carbon oila, and oila is kodshei kodashim, ushritasan bat Tzafan. I am doing this maisa so that it should be a kosher carbon oila. He has done a maisa that is clearly merchiach on his machshava. So my question is this sufficient? Maybe a child does not have the koyach to inject into the carbon a kavana. L'shem shisha dvarim hazevach nizbach. He does not have that. Does not have that capability. Now, this is not like the previous staff. The previous staff, the Gemara's starting point was a question: does a child have a machshava? Period. Here, we're starting on a higher level. Does he even have the koyach to do a maisa? So the whole shaltar is the same exact shaltar, just a different angle. So he says to him, "Why are you asking a question with regard to a maisa? Why didn't you ask a question with regard to a machshava?" The fact that you're only asking this question with regard to a maisa indicates that you have no dilemma.
You know, the mikvah is also money, so
there's a box there that says, see
the white door?
You see where the white door is straight ahead?
Yeah.
Not to the left. Where that man is sitting?
You look
behind him, there's a box.
You'll see on the side of the box.
There's a box that says Shul Pushka.
That's from the mikvah?
Yeah, it says that on it.
So the Gemara's shaila over here is we're starting now at a different angle. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Amma, Masnei Chama, Rabbi Chiba, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Kodesh Loi Ma'isa, Ein Loi Ma'isa. Amalei, Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Dvoi Loi Ma'machshava. So here we cut to the chase. My dilemma is, I know what you're going to tell me, but my question is, when a child does a maisa, we know as a fact, we take it into consideration. When the maisa is moichiach on the machshava, it is a given that it is a good machshava. My dilemma is that a deraisa? All in midrabanan. That's my question. Upashale, what did he paskin? Yesh lohen maisa, vafilu midoy raisa. Would you believe it? When a child does a maisa, and the maisa reveals what his machshava is, then yes, the maisa counts afilu midoy raisa. For example, if the animal is on the southern side of the Mikdash, and he makes a statement, the only time it's not Mukhruch is when he doesn't say anything. Oh. The Gemara above said, if on his own he takes it from the south to the north and doesn't say one word, we have a dilemma. What was his true intent?
Yeah.
Was intent because he just, there's no room over there, or it's because he wants
to
do it?
And what about asking him?
Oh, but it doesn't help. If we ask him, Achar HaMaisa doesn't help.
Okay.
But if he, before he picks up the animal, makes a statement, Rabbi Yisai, I want everyone here to know, the only reason why I'm taking this animal from the south to the north is because I want to do the Shechita Kedat Suchadin. That is a revelation that it's a kosher carbon, afilu midi oraisa. Okay, when he makes a statement, this is my kavana, and he does a maisa to prove that this is his kavana, then according to this version of the discussion, it is a maisa lehalach, and the maisa machshava, it's a good machshava, because we have a maisa attached to it, and there's nothing to discuss, it's a kosher shchita, everything is fine and good. Where is the dilemma? I feel maisa, but ain lohem machshava, what is the halach? When it comes to machshava, a thought, that's not an achshava, I feel the midrabanon. Let's say he has only a machshava. For example, the animal is already there. The animal is in the tzafain, and he picks up a knife and does a shechita. So, what do we have a maisa? Do we have a maisa? We have nothing. We have no machshava maisa at all. We just have over here his word. He tells us what his machshava was, but his machshava was not reinforced through any action whatsoever. The animal is in the north side, he picks up a knife, and he does a kosher shechita, and he tells us, I shechted the animal, l'shem shisha dvarim. L'shem shisha dvarim is on Nizbach.
Okay.
So do we believe him? The Gemara is paskening? No. Machshav of a child is zero.
He has to do on my
zero, son. Not even midrabanan. So that would mean when it comes to the case of the egois, if a person finds, as a child, he finds the shell of a nut, and he picks it up, and he starts measuring sand, using it, it's meaningless. It's the shell of the nut is not called a utensil. He has not made a change in this object. He has not done a maisa that can prove to us that he wants this to be a utensil. A machshava alone of a child is not good, even midrabanan, zero. If he does a maisa, that's
mechiyah.
That's what the more. Let's see what we pass because over here you have the Rambam over here. Look, you have the Rambam over here. These are hilchos de meshicha. We don't. But Rambam paskins like all these halachas. B'deraisa partially yesh la maisa afilu b'deraisa eloch hamachshav afilu b'rabban. What about the third case where we don't really know, but he did a maisa? For example, machshavto ini keres tech maisav b'deraisa einloy midrabbanon yeshloy. What was that example? That example was when you take
the rice from very machmer.
What was that example? That is somewhere in the middle. What's that in the middle? In the middle is where the child he took up the lentils to the roof, and then after he took it to the roof, he turns it upside down. So that is a maisa. That is mechiach. It proves what is machshava.
Right.
That case, interestingly, is weaker. Weaker than the case of when the child makes a statement and says, I'm taking the animal from the south to the north to do the maisa. That's what Rashi says. It's a very big Kiddush. Different madrigals. This is a very critical Rashi in the previous staff, in the field base. Look at this Rashi one more time. It's a very, very important
Rashi.
Your
base on
base, yeah. Look at the Rashi. It's a very important Rashi. You want to look at the Rashi? No?
Look at it.
Why was your dilemma only in regard to a machshava? What about a maisa? What do we mean? If he never heard the Mishnah, we learn later on. Also with a machshava im maisa. That's how Rashi comes out. When the Gemara says maisa, it doesn't mean maisa only. It means a machshava with a maisa. Now Rashi gives the example. This is very critical. The yesh hamochichim oleha shekenu. Going to Kaima Oila Bedarim, the Omar Harani Mivia Litzavim. See what he says?
Yeah.
He stands in the Darim, the Omar, and he says, Harani Mivia Litzavim Lashachtol Oila. She'ena Kesher Bedarim. Tiboile Nami Imashvil Hai Maisa Kavon Oiloi. And the answer is, Maishna Maisa, the Pshitulay, the Mishum, the Shmilay, Hodet Nam Ha'ilim, the Raman, the Yeshla Maisa. So Machshava Nami Tiboile. Oh, what about the case that we said before when this Braisa? This Braisa was going in a case where he didn't say anything. He just brought the animal to the other side, the other side of the room. Look at the Rashi over here. We brought the animal to the other side of the room. Let me find the place. Where's the Rashi?
Yais Litzafen. Yeah.
Where's the Rashi? Yais Litzafen. V'loyomar. He did not say Al Shem Kach Ani Malicha L'Sham L'Fishayin Kasher B'Darim. He didn't make that statement.
Uh-huh.
Rashi clearly differentiates between these two cases based upon a dibur. Okay, it's explicit in Rashi. In a situation before the child picks up the animal,
that's what means. This
is how Rashi learns. Other Rishonim don't learn like this. You can bet your bottom buck. The other Rishonim, because Rashi is saying a lie, is adding a line to the Gemara that doesn't say. But Rashi is obviously struggling because we're splitting here, so in all different types of cases. Rashi is saying Yisoid. The difference between the case of Maisa is where he is the. It's not really the Maisa; it's the Machshava. A carbon needs a Machshava, but if you do a Maisa, that's mochiach 100%. What is it? The case for what are the cases?
If he verbally says,
Take the child says shchita of a carbon oil is only kosher bedarim, not only bitzofer, not bedarim.
Right.
And then he picks up and he brings it.
Right.
That is called bona fide maisa. That's that maisa is megala on the machshava afilu deoraisa.
So that would be good.
What about what we call the machshava alone? What was the example we had a machshava alone? We find in the street he finds an egois, a nut, a shell of a nut which it has a receptacle. But he doesn't do anything to it. He just plays with it. That is nothing more than a pure machshava. There is no maisa whatsoever. That is nothing. Afilu midrabanan. It's not called a utensil, and it's tar. What is the case that's in between? The case in between the maskana when the child takes a carbon on the south, and he brings it to the north, and does not say one word. It's quiet, silent. That is something that's called in between. And what's halacha in that case? That we pass in the maskana midrabanan, yes, midaraisa, no. When it comes to korbanos are dinim deraisa, it's not a kosher carbon. What would be the equivalent case by a din derabanan where the child takes the lentils to the roof and then he's mahapech the lentils? Just because he's mahabich, the lentils on the roof, it's not a guarantee that his intent was he wants it to get wet. So therefore, it is a little bit. But
before we did have that. That is
that, no, that's called that, but that's not called a ma'isa. That's called a machshava. The ma'isa is mochich on the machshava. According to Rashi, that's a different madrega. There's a ma'isa, there's a machshava, and then there is a ma'isa that's mochich on the machshava. What's the but according to Rashi, Rashi has a trouble because Rashi says that every maisa is not really a maisa. Every maisa really is called a machshava. It's really so Rashi is differentiating two different types of maisim, which are mechiach on a machshava.
Right.
There's a strong maisa that's mechiach on a maisa on a machshava, and then there's a weak maisa that's mechiach on a machshava. When it comes to the case of the carbon, if you make a dibur and you explicitly state why you're doing it before you do it, that's called a strong maisa, that's mochiach on the machshava, and that's what the Gemara means, maisa. But when you don't have that dibur, but it's pretty clear what you're doing, but it's still not 100% because there was no explicit dibur, that is called somewhere in the middle. A maisa, that's mochiach, but it's not absolute. And that the Gemara paskins lahalacha only midrabanon, yes, but not midaraisa. So when it comes to kachim, you have that case, which would be the case where the child does not make a dibor, then you have to be machmir, it's not a kosher karban. But when it comes to hechsher lekabel tuma, when there's no harm being machmir, then we're going to say midrabanan, that type of maisa is mechiach, that the zroi mehuch lekabel tuma, and they're susceptible to tuma. Good? Bye, the next gemara. Boy mine Shmuel mirafuna. Minayim lemisasek b'kodoshim shu pasul. If you misasek, what's misasek? You don't know what you're doing. You're just fiddling around with the knife. You think it's just playing with the knife. Oh, happens to be that the knife actually shechted an animal. You don't even realize, you forgot where you are. You forgot that you're in the Beis Hamikdash and you shechted and kachim. You thought you were in the slaughterhouse.
Explains, he throws it.
Let's see Rashi. How's Rashi says misasek? Misasek b'kodoshim.
Shupasa klayman, yeah.
Rashi's words are, not like I told you, I made a mistake. Not that you think you're in a slaughterhouse and you're doing shchita. You don't even know what you're doing. You're totally in a daze, and you're moving knives around, and it happens to be an animal gets in your way. Oh, look at that. He did a ma'isa. He did a shchita. Rashi was a shaloi mischaven l'shum shchita. Aval mischaven l'shum shchita. The olma kasha el shloish olah l'bo moshem chayva. But let's say you forgot where you are. You forgot where you are. This is the first mishnah mesech v'zvachim. Kol azvachim shnizchu shloi l'shvur k'sherim. Ela shloi olu l'bo olim l'shum chayva. So if you misasek, when a person knows that he's doing a shchita, I know what I'm doing. I just forgot where I am and what kind of animal this is. So you're lacking lishma, the kavana. If you're lacking the kavana, that's the first mishnah mesech lezvachim. The carbon is kosher. You're allowed to put the meat on the mizbeach. You're allowed to burn it. You're allowed to give the kohanim the meat, and the kohanim keep the hides. But v'loyolu l'ba'olam l'shum chayva, they have to bring another animal. Good. So how do you know this? Should they shchit l'shem ben baka? That's the juxtaposition of those words. Amalozobiyadin, we know that who.
How do you learn from Yishak with Baka today? Shchit l'shem. Okay, I'm sorry.
Amalozobiyadin, we know that halacha. That's simple. That's Charles' play. La'akevnen. How do you know? Just because it said, the Torah says something once, and it's l'chatchila, we have to have kavana, l'chatchila. But when the only time it's going to be ma'akevnen and halacha, it's going to be possible when the Torah says it twice. When it comes to kachim, there's a general rule by kachim, you have to say it twice. But minayim makim minayim tamalei ma'al l'ritzoinchem tizbachuhu l'datchem zivoychu l'datem. You have to have das. You have to l'ritzoin. The word l'ritzoinchem has a connotation of knowledge. So we have two pisukim teaching us the same thing. And what is it coming to teach us? That b'dievet said, if you do not have kavan, you do not know what you're doing, you're misasek, then the carbon is pasul. Good, right. Next mishnah. Shchidas oiv kachavim nevela v'metam mimasa. The guy the shchita, we have to assume that the guy is in the veil. So it's in the veil. And number two, it's metame b'mas. What does that mean? We assume it's mamish not a kosher shchita. It's not a kosher shchita. We have to assume that it's a grom madrasa. If you do a kosher shchita, there's no tuma. If you do not do a kosher shchita, then it's in the veil. And what are the consequences of the veil? It's metame. It's in the veil. And the veil is an avatuma. And if you carry it, you tame.
Come a
rishon tuma. What?
Come a
rishon. Avatuma. A nevela is an avatuma. Of a goy da shchita. If a goy da shchita. Why can't we assume that it's a good shchita? A goy da shchita. If you do.
Why would I think it's good?
What? Why not? If a cotton is good, a chayushin of cotton is good. If you have, yeah, if a cotton, a gadol even al gaba is good. So if you have a Jew watching a goy do the shchita, why can't we assume that it's a good shchita?
A cotton
is good. A cotton even al gaba is good.
So why would I think...
A guy is worse. A guy is lahachas. A guy doesn't want to have kosher. He's worse. That's right. That's so exactly what the Mishnah is teaching you. What's the problem?
So then why are you asking...
And that, it's so not good that we have to assume that it's in the Vela. The animal did not have to do a kosher shchita. If an animal does not die...
Good, of course it's in the
exactly,
Vela.
Exactly, Vaita. So the Vela, the Gemara says, Vela in Issa no loy.
Now
the
Gemara
says, right, exactly, it's in the Vela, it's an avatoma. An animal
not only that, but it's also metalim v'masa.
That's exactly what told
them. And providing that there's no, it's not oymin al gabav.
You eat
every
oymin al gabav.
Every nevela.
Even if you oymin al gabav.
Every nevela is metalim.
Exactly. was saying that it's so not good. Don't say it's a chumrah. In other words, maybe you can argue the Mishnah Yechidish. You can argue, listen, I'm here, I'm watching the guy do the Shechita. The guy's a good guy, knows what he's doing. He's good, he's good. His mom, she's doing a good job. How could, so, you know, also, no, no, maybe when maybe you don't realize he was pressing a little bit too hard. You don't really know, you can't really tell.
Right.
You can't really trust him. Okay. But it's a chshash rochuk. It's a chshash rochuk. So it's a chshash, so don't eat it. But ad kedei kach, to say that it's an avatoma and it's going to contaminate everything else, absolutely. It's one thing, you don't take it into your body. Don't eat it, don't eat it. The goal so far, the Mishnah is saying, yes, you have no choice, go through all the way. Now, there's another shot, Neveitli, but he's suriha no lo. Oh, maybe when the goy did the shechita, he did a l'shem avodah zarah. Every time a guy slaughters an animal, you have to take into consideration he's slaughtering it as a as a service for an idol. And it won't be the case in this Osa Behano. So frankly, the Gemara and Nevela in only it's only a Batamba, it's a Hano Loi, Ma'an Tanhu's Hano, Armabhib Rabbi Abu, Amab Yochan, the Lake Rabbi Eliezer. Not like the Halik Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, Omar Stam Machav Sulukov, Machav Sulukov, Mitzurav Zara, Rabbi Ambi, Amber Misaf Hoki Tonis, we have no Hoki Tonis, Shidas of Yukov Nevela. Damyon. Oh, you're right, Ram. I'm sorry, you're right. I made a mistake.
People
make mistakes. Who makes mistakes?
And it means
not because it's a Jew. A Jew who's Dovok, who's Mamish connected to Apikorsis. Hadamin Hadamin Liavoida Askachavim. Tanin Hadamin.
Hadamin Lavoidaskachavim.
It's mamish worse. It's even worse. A Yid who does it, who's a mamish a min, and if he does l'shem of the
benefit.
We have to assume that it's lava the zar, therefore it's mamish also afil bahana. Frech the Gemara, I know that already. What are you teaching me? I already know this already. Tanin Lavoidaskachavim. Shudas min. Liavoidaskachavim. And Pitoi Paskusi. His bread has status of a kusti, which means that it's pasakum. And pasakum, you know, sit with the Jew because of
his name.
Yeino yayin nesach. Sefarov sifrei koismin.
Kishif.
You can burn this. You can burn this svarim. Peroisav tevel umstevel v'yesham. Some say avbonav his children mamzedim. He asks that his wife is mamzer. So they have a tanakama. The tanakama. The yeshaimim. The yeshaimim. What about the one that's not the Yeshayimim? They hold on. The children are not called Mamzim. Why? Amin does not go so far to allow his wife to go and be Nichshol and Gilei Arayos. So therefore, the children are Eiluch, you can take them to the Yeshiva. If the children are Mamzerim, you can't take them to the Yeshiva.
He wouldn't allow his wife to...
to be the Mizane. He would not go, so even though he's a Min, and his mom is Dovuk, he would not go so far to allow his wife to be mezanim. Mele, we can assume the children are gidden. Mele, levan afkamina, you can take them into the cheder. You don't take a mamzer into the cheder. It's a very big shayla because what do you do with the mamzer? I mean, maybe today it's different, but the nation don't take a mamzer as outside of society. He's a nichshol because someone's going to marry him? You don't marry a mamzer. Lo yav mamzer mikal Hashem, so he's going to be a nichshol. So therefore, what do you do? Get rid of him. You have to know what the status of the child is. Omar, Mar, Shchitas, Oyevikachavim, Nevela, pretty much Nevela, going back to explain this halacha. Venechoshem, Minhu, why is it Nevela? Why don't we say the goy, Heremaisa? If a goy, listen, a goy is a yid worse than a goy. If a goy does Shchita, maybe the goy is a min.
Yeah.
He's Dovuk. And everything he does, L'shem Avodah, when he polishes his shoes, he says L'shem Avodah Zara. And a male, when he did the shechit, it's also the same of the Zara. If a yid is a min, if we have a
so
yid.
We just had that before.
No, that's a yid when it says that.
No,
min
before
is a
we
yid.
Had about a goy.
No, we didn't. We only had a goy. We only had the Mishnah goy. A goy. We didn't have a min is a yid.
Yes.
A min is a yid. It's Mitalmide Yeshua Noitri. Coming up. Mitalmide Yeshua Noitri is a min. A goy is a goy. Are you going to call me Nittel? You're not going to call me Nittel. A goy is a goy. A min. A min. What? No, only have a chatzos. Only have a chatzos.
I'm very offended by the personal name.
He's offended.
What? I'm sorry.
Why'd you pick him up? Just him.
You don't.
I don't.
Let me.
So a min is a yid. He's a yid. He's tav as a mitalmidei. But a guy is a guy. So we learn in the Mishnah that if a guy does shchita in every situation, it's a kosher. It's not.
Oh, so the question is why is it available? It's asbana. That's what you're saying.
It should be asbana.
Correct.
If it exists such a thing that a yid can do a shchita on the shem of the zara. Kol shekin a guy should be doing the shulchan of the zara.
Right, okay.
So why don't we say that? V'nei chasham minu. The Gemara is a halfway fulfilled answer. Unbelievable answer. Amar avnachem amar avua ein minin biumos avi kachavim. There's no such thing as a guy who's a min. A guy is not dovok in avodah zara. Only a yid. When a yid goes off, he goes all the way to the extreme. A guy that doesn't deserve, they're not so serious about it. They do only by in the service, only in the temple. But in the slaughterhouse, they don't care. They don't deal with the Zorah.
Half of a fellow.
Unbelievable. When a yid goes off, he goes off all the way.
There's no concern that
oh, Frank, the Gemara of Hokka Chazin Dika, we do find that a guy in the Imam is Tavuk. Ema, okay, maybe Taki will find one. But that's not the roif. If you don't have to go, when you see stamagat,
the majority are not.
Ema, ain roif.
While they're shechting.
Well, right. It's when the stamagat is shining the shoes, the polishing their shoes. A min lives with the avodah zarah. Everything he does, he picks up the pencil for shem avodah zarah. Everything
half of a fella.
A guy, when he goes to church, he does what he does. When he's not,
it's half of a fella.
He does what he wants. It's not shaykh. Oh, you find such people. Then there's a few and far in between. When you stop a guy, you see a guy doing a shchita.
That's not the mainstream.
You have to go bus a roiv. You live bus a roiv. Some of the Mara says, "Ema ain roiv avichav minim." Some like Yichad the Amar Avchi Barabba Amar Miachon Nachnim Shebuchus Laretz a guy in Chutz Laretz Lav Oivichav Minhein Yerma Ella Minog Avoy Sehen
Biyadei. Yeah, that's a Makanta.
Mordegazach. And that's
first
a lot of hitanim become because of this is that's the type of why that we very makele when
the
it comes
Hindus?
To stam yenim. Yeah. That's why we're very makele. It's a sniff lekula when you have shilas of stam yenim. Even though a stam yenim is also
the rabbanim
is also the rabbanim. Also rabbanim. But when you ever have a suffix, you moist of this ingredient into the suffix to be matter because. Anyway, they're not zman hazeh. It's only
what about minim today?
That never changed. That never changed. Always troublemakers wherever you turn. Vayta. So he disagrees. Okay,
he
holds that if a guy does shchita, mm-hmm. he learns over here that if Malach we find that a min, maybe what he means over here is if you taka find that yachid. I think what he means over here is that you find the guy that's mamash dovik bava dazar, and he does the ma'aser shchita. So then in Chanami they say that we have no choice. Roiv goyim are not minim. Okay, but let's attack. You know of a guy, the guy Mamish, the Pope, Mamish, the Aviyah Vice. He Mamish, he knows.
He's not better than a Yiddish Amin.
Right, that the Gemara has to be. Stam a guy is not, but if you talk about
it,
it's not disagreeing. The Gemara just said, Bosser Roy, Bosser Roy. But let's attack you find something. But Rabbi Yosef is saying, there's no such thing
even if you, let's say if you know for a fact this particular guy.
So you're going to tell me the Shul is not going to be Yosef Bahana. Lamai Hilchasa. What are you going to go tell me? The Shchit, if you talk to find that Yachid, you go find that Yachid, the Saxon, my guy. Hash, the Shchit, the Minishol, the Asir, the Devichab, the Miboy, Elo, the Moridin. What it means is, Moridin is you got to kill him. That's what it means.
That's correct.
You're not allowed to kill someone today. It's not as there. You're allowed to kill a min. There's a lock of a min falls into the pit. You can't take him out. Make believe you never heard him. But don't throw him into the pit. So it's like a guy that's a min, you throw him into the pit. But now the Gemara is saying there's no such thing as a min. There's no by a guy. So